The black box data recorder from the hijacked plane which crashed in a field in Pennsylvania during the U.S. terrorist attacks has been recovered. The recorder, which could hold crucial evidence of the last minutes before it crashed, is the first to be found from the three crashed sites. The data recorder is now on its way to Washington, D.C., where it will be examined by experts to reconstruct the last minutes in the air. The Red Cross says bogus fundraisers could be running scams claiming to raise cash for the emergency operations in America. Chief Executive Sir Nicholas Young says that third parties could be using the charity's name to raise funds in the UK. Sir Nicholas said, "I would like to make the position quite clear. The American Red Cross, who have worked so tirelessly to support victims of this awful tragedy, have not launched an appeal and have no plans to do so. The British Red Cross Society is in exactly the same position. Donors should ensure that they use only bona fide channels. Custom officials are searching all traffic along the U.S.-Mexico border as part of increased security following the terrorist attacks in the U.S. Kevin Bell, a U.S. Customs spokesman, said that the southbound searches were being conducted at select border crossings. For security reasons, he would not say which crossings were involved or when and why the searches began. Mexican state police say they had received threats every half hour between 8 a.m. and noon on Wednesday from anonymous callers claiming to have placed bombs on each of the four bridges between Juarez and El Paso, Texas. A senior Pentagon official says the U.S. will launch sustained military strikes against those behind the attacks on New York and Washington. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz said the strikes would also be aimed at their support systems. He said the military retaliation would continue until the roots of terrorism were destroyed. At a news conference, he said, "One has to say it's not just simply a matter of capturing people and holding them accountable, but removing the sanctuaries, removing the support systems, ending states who sponsor terrorism." The leader of the Taliban regimen is refusing to hand over Osama bin Laden because he says it would mean Islam is finished. Mollah Muhammad Amar made the claim in an interview with Voice of America. He also says he is confident America will not win a military confrontation with Afghanistan. The 15-minute interview was blocked from being broadcast by the U.S. State Department, which funds Voice of America, but a translation was published by the Washington Post. Sherry Ann Richardson, Marion, Indiana. Secretary of State Colin Powell has identified Osama bin Laden as a prime suspect in the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. It was reported that bin Laden moved to a new hiding place within minutes of the U.S. terror attacks, sources in Pakistan's intelligence service say. Bin Laden refused to tell anyone where he was going or where he had been when the attacks occurred. General Powell concluded, "We are looking at those terrorist organizations who have the kind of capacity that would have been necessary to conduct the kind of attack that we saw." Three men have been detained at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York in connection with the U.S. terrorist attacks. The men were taken into custody after all three of New York's airports closed, hours after reopening for business following Tuesday's complete shutdown. It is unclear whether they were trying to board a flight at the airport. Beefed-up security measures had been put into place across the country, including a ban on passengers without luggage going straight to departure gates and a ban on off-airport check-ins. All flights into America by non-American airlines have been banned. Armed air marshals have been placed in airports, and all knives, even plastic ones, have been banned. September 11, 2001 is a day that will without a doubt go down in history. It is a day that will be remembered with great sadness. It is the day the World Trade Center and the Pentagon fell. Not only did these two great buildings collapse, but many lives were needlessly lost. Entire cities were shut down out of fear. President Bush declared a major disaster existed in the state of New York and ordered federal aid to supplement state and local recovery efforts in the areas that were struck by fires and explosions. People stayed glued to their televisions and radios, fearing anything that sounded even close to a plane. President Bush said, "I want to reassure the American people that the full resources of the federal government are working to assist local authorities to save lives and to help the victims of these attacks. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts." The ripple effects of this tragedy are being felt worldwide. Prayers are being said and condolences sent. The entire world is a flurry of people reaching out, encouraging others to donate blood, pray for the victims and their families, as well as those offering encouragement to the discouraged. This is the time for our nation to be strong and to find the faith to help us overcome this tragedy. This will not be easy for anyone, and the continued effects of this day's events will be with us for a long time. But we can overcome it together, one nation under God, indivisible, with equality, liberty, and justice for all. Sherry Ann Richardson, United States of America.